Yes, y'all. We coming to y'all with some Jill Scott first. We gonna vibe out for a second, and then we just gonna talk shit. What you gonna do, y'all?
What you gonna do when it come for you? Work ain't honest, but it pays the bills. What you gonna do when it come for you? Gave me a life that I can't live. Do I really? Want my baby?
Tell me, brother.
Brother, tell me what to do. I said, I know you got to get your hustle on. So I pray.
I understand the game.
Sometimes. But I love y'all. Hey. Work ain't minus, but it pays the bills.
Yes, it does.
What you gonna do when it calls for you?
That I can't stand life without. Sing along, y'all.
Now me and baby got this situation.
Yes.
See, brother got this complex occupation.
It ain't.
And it ain't that he don't have education.
Cause I was out there
at his graduation.
And
I ain't saying that this life don't work.
But it's me and the baby. Because I tell him right, he thinks I'm wrong.
Hey,
but I love him strong. Ooh. Gave me the life that I came to live. Gave me a song that I came to give. Pressure on me, but the seed is grown. I can't make it on my own.
And
he became a sun, came the moon. Working up this for the pay, so pay. Don't worry, baby. I know there's confusion. But God's gonna see us through, yay. Peace out to revolution. But we pay though. Come on. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
I said that. A rim shot, ayy. A rim shot, ayy.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Oh, give it to me. I wanna hit the stick up against that drum. Boom, clack. I got to hear it loud, loud, loud. around the shine. Diggy, diggy. I'm on a revolution. I know there's confusion. Gotta do what you gotta do now. Be strong.
Yes. Ibadu for the ones and twos. Yes, yes, yes. One thing I can give you and say about Erykah Badu, like, she's so authentic. Her music is so authentic. Her and Jill Scott both have an authenticity to them. And it's a lot of artists, a lot of underground artists that I can name that's just authentic, just completely just natural in their element, natural in how they speak, down to earth. You know, you don't feel like they give this energy of they just above you, like they better than you. They giving you food for thought in their music. They giving you knowledge and wisdom in their music. A lot of music that you hear today and even back in the day. Because we can say back in the day, like, I hear a lot of people. Let me just say this. I hear a lot of people from, like, the older generation who say, you know, the music today, these mumble rappers. But really, to be honest, like, the music back in the day wasn't really no better than, in some cases, didn't really give no food for the thought or anything better to the community or anything better to the people than some of the music you hear today. Like, you had your party music, like your Uncle Luke. You had, you know what I mean, your Kaya, you had your Trina, your Trick Daddies, and all of that. But, like, well, shout out to Kaya, first of all, because Kaya got some hits, man. And I'm assuming that's part of the reason why Trina really didn't want to battle Kaya, because Kaya got some fucking hits. Kaya may have less albums than Trina, but Kaya got some bangers. Like, go listen to her catalog. Like, y'all may, people, and that's the thing. Like, people see Trina and they see her with the wigs and they see her with the, you know, the laced up outfits and stuff. And then you look at Kaya and you see her with her natural locks and you see her with her hair wrap and you see her, you know what I mean, straight country swang, like country sound, country. She's just queen of the South. And you see that and you judge it and you think that because Trina is a glitz and glammy type of girl, that Kaya not shit. Wrong. Motherfucking wrong. I ain't being paid for no promo by Kaya, but I have listened to her fucking music and she got some bangers. She got some bangers. She could go neck to neck with Trina and possibly win. And possibly shut Trina down. And I feel like that's why Trina feel like, you know, she gotta puff up and do all of this extra. I'm the queen. I don't have to bow down to no dirty bitches and all of that. That's unnecessary. Let your work speak for itself. If it's like that, it should be nothing for a challenge. Challenge me, bitch. I'm a step to the plate. What? What's up? These are my hits. What? Let's do it. and be women about it and come together respectfully. Like, a part of me also understands Trina, because her mother just passed. You know, rest in peace to her mama. Nobody wants to lose their mama. And I feel like that's a part that's also, like, triggering her to react certain ways and feel certain ways. But truly, if you enjoy what you do, do it for the sport. Do it. This is your arena. This is like if the Eagles were set to play the Giants and the Eagles said, "Y'all ain't on my motherfucking level. I ain't fucking playing football with y'all today. Fuck y'all. Y'all ain't even on my level." And they just didn't play the game. People would be looking at these motherfuckers like, "Excuse me, is this not your sport? Is this not your sport?" So I feel the same way with this whole versus thing. Like, it's definitely making some bread. And then the same thing with when you look at Monica and Brandy. Brandy seemed open to it. Monica didn't. And Monica, I feel like she uses the excuse of, well, she don't want to be pit against another artist who's her polar opposite. But really, y'all really not polar opposites. Y'all in the same genre. So y'all not that much opposite. Y'all just have a different sound. And that's nothing wrong with that, to have a different sound. Y'all are different. Y'all two different people. So, of course, y'all different. And people going to have their picks and chooses. And it's as if you feel some type of way, if more people would choose Brandy over you, it's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with somebody saying, "I like Brandy more music better than Monica." Just like it's nothing wrong with people saying they like Monica music better than Brandy. But to say that Brandy don't got no hits, to say that Brandy is not a fucking giant herself, stop fucking playing with me. And I hate that shit. I hate when females that's in this industry get on they fucking high horse and they act like they above people or they above, like, reproach. Like, bitch, who the fuck is you? Like, this is why I don't really, you know what I mean, respect too many celebrities, because they get in on these platforms, they build this platform up, and then they act like they too cool for school. Like, bitch, what you really took, I feel like niggas, like, including Monica and Brandy, literally took that whole "The Boy Is Mine" and that whole versus thing, like, for real, for real. Like, it's no reason as women y'all can't come together and sit and have a conversation and hash out y'all differences. We always talk this unity shit. But when it really come down to it, nobody is really willing to step to the plate and say, "Listen, this was my point of view. And I'm hearing your point of view. I'm respecting your point of view. What can we do to heal this and start over?" Because we're two powerful women with major influence that can, you know what I mean, brighten up the lives of billions of people with our music alone. Let's do this shit. Let's make it positive. Let's, you know what I mean, come together in love and harmony. And y'all had a fucking example. Look at Jill Scott and Erykah Badu. They did that shit. They killed that shit. And they showed y'all how to fucking move as women, as artists, as humans. And I feel like a lot of times you get these celebrities, and because they feel like they in a certain tax bracket, that they just above it. Like, but yet and still, y'all want the people that y'all shit on and y'all talk about and y'all say y'all ain't got this and y'all ain't got that, but you want them very same people to spend money on y'all tickets, spend money on y'all merchandise, to spend money on y'all streams. And it's just so fucked up. Like, even down to some of the shit some of these celebrities even talk about, it's just tiring. It's tiring. If I hear another nigga talk about how much they gonna kill another nigga, pop another nigga, do this, that, and the third, yet and still George Zimmerman is still walking around like he fucking on the planet. And literally, this nigga is making bank off the death of Trayvon Martin. Still to this day, this nigga is making money off of that boy. Signing Skittle packages. Signing fucking, what's the Arizona tea pack, bottles and shit. And this nigga is walking around like, so, Yeah, I killed that nigga and what? But yet we can sing songs and rap about how, you know what I mean, we willing to kill each other over fucking a dollar. If you look at me wrong, if you step on my shoe, if you bump into me, if I hear you talk shit about me, is what it is. But niggas ain't really ready to pull up though when it really matter. So I mean, it's nut shit. It's all nut shit. It's all fake. It's all phony. Then y'all want to get mad at 6ix9ine for snitching. When 99.99% of the niggas that's in the rap game right now are all a bunch of snitches. I give it like 1%, literally. You got maybe 1% of niggas that's in the game that's real true niggas. These niggas ain't built no more. Everybody putting on a fucking show. That's why I say you give me an Erykah Badu, a Jill Scott, a Mos Def, God damn it. Shit, I don't even fucking listen to modern music no more. I'm with the Gil Scott Herons. If you don't know who that nigga is, you're slipping. I'm with the Bootsy Collins. I'm with the Aretha Franklins. I'm with the Donny Hathaways. I'm with the Stevie Wonders. You know what I'm saying? I don't even really listen to modern music today because it don't get nothing for the head. It don't get nothing for the spirit. It don't get nothing for the soul. It don't get nothing for the life. It don't blow life into humans no more. It's all about degradation and just fucking mental retardation type shit. And we just follow suit. And I mean, some of it is okay to bop to every now and then. I'm not discrediting anybody's work. I'm just saying, like, you can't expect somebody like 6ix9ine. First of all, let's just call it how we see it. Hip-hop, rap, gangster rap, whatever the fuck you want to call it, been sold out. It been sold out. It's no longer for the people, the original people who it was meant for. Hip-hop was for our expression of how we felt around the shit that was going on around us as a community of people, and we expressed it through our music. And before it became so trending, niggas really hated it. You couldn't really, like, it was being banned. It was being targeted. Then fast forward to today, you got the 6ix9ines and you got the Lil Pumps and you got these niggas coming in and they ain't paved no motherfucking way for nothing. They just hopped on the backs of other niggas and other niggas opened the door wide open and said, come on in. You invited to the cookout. You is invited. You ain't got to bring no plate, no knives, no forks. You ain't got to bring no bottle of liquor. You just invited. Matter of fact, just open up the grill and just stick your fingers in and eat the fucking ribs. Go ahead. Stick your fingers in there. You ain't even got to wash your hands. That's what we did with hip hop. We've allowed people to come in and do what the fuck they want. And now we mad at the outcome. You can't be mad at the outcome when you allowed it to happen. You can't be mad at the Cardi B's when you allowed it to happen. You can't. Now you want to be mad at a snitch when y'all knew that nigga wasn't built for that life to begin with? Stupid shit. So now you got Snoop and you got Meek and you got this rapper and that rapper. Oh, he a snitch. He a rat. He this, that, and he the third. But y'all allowed this nigga in the game. Y'all allowed this nigga in the game. It should be membership only. You ain't got no fucking membership. You can't get in this bitch. So, I mean, now y'all gotta sit with the shit. Y'all gotta rock with the shit. And it's sad. It's sad to see. It's sad to see hip-hop turn into this fucking lackluster, boot-licking, kiss-assy genre. Is not even fucking cool no more. Niggas is overdoing it with the jewelry, overdoing it with the fucking teeth jewelry, overdoing it with just how they treat women. Hip-hop ain't, in the beginning, was never about disrespecting women. As bad as they drag the shit out of bitches now in their songs, and bitches even drag the shit out of bitches in their songs. And I have to use the word bitches and niggas because that's how people acting right now in the game. They not acting like kings and queens. They not acting like, you know what I mean, the Asada Shakurs and the Angela Davises and the fucking Huey P. Newtons and the Malcolm X's. Nobody's acting like that no more. Everybody is for their fucking self. You wonder why the state of the world, the state of Black America, the state of melanated America is where it's at. It's where it's at because the people stop giving a fuck. When the people stop giving a fuck, this is the product. This is the harvest. So, I mean, people gotta smarten up, wisen up, like, real shit, like. And I understand why Erykah Badu and Jill Scott and all these people that we look up to that truly are, like, true artists. Because everybody should not get the title of artist. I'm sorry. We throw that word around so loosely in the music industry. Yo, the artist. You ain't no fucking artist. 99% of y'all got ghostwriters. A lot of y'all niggas ain't even writing y'all own shit. Y'all just the face of the product. Y'all just the face of the product. So that don't make you an artist. That just make you somebody that's just the face of the product. You may genuinely have a talent to sing, but like if you don't have a talent to write and create what you're singing, then you're not an artist. You're just a singer. You're just a rapper. You're not an artist. And I feel like that's the difference between somebody like a Jill Scott and an Erykah Badu compared to a fucking Cardi B or a fucking, because she don't write her own shit. She's okay with not writing her own shit. She's not a rap. She's not a artist. She's a rapper. That's it. You're just a rapper. Look at that. Period. Erykah Badu all day wrote her own shit. Cute shit. Common is another one. Kanye, as much as, you know, I mean, and I'm talking more specifically for my taste, old Kanye. I ain't talking about new Kanye. I don't know who this nigga is no more. But real shit, like his bitch is doing more for the people than this nigga is. I don't even know how to read that nigga no more. But at the same token too, you can't knock his gift. You can't knock, you know what I mean, where he came from. His mother groomed him. So it's like, you can't knock that. I ain't gonna never take his talent away. Him as a person, I'm not sure of, but he can get the title of artist because he is a creator of his work. So, yeah, like, fine line, niggas is really out here, like, selling they community out daily. Y'all out here promoting drug culture like that shit is cool for school and it's not. You got these babies looking up to y'all like y'all fucking giants and kings, and you telling them to put syrup in a cup and drink it? You telling them it's okay to fuck 30 and 40 women? Like it's nothing? Like a woman is just a product. She not even a fucking person. That's what Boosie just told y'all niggas. That's what Boosie just said. Boosie said he get a grown woman fuck his son at 12 and 13. And but he say dick suck. But let's be for real. He let that bitch fuck his kids. He let that bitch fuck his sons at 12 and 13. What you think that's going to do to those boys when they get older? What you think? How you think they going to look at women? You already instilling in them poison. You already putting poison in the water before it can even develop, before the well can even fill up. So, I mean, niggas is out here crazy, and this is the shit that niggas support. And niggas support this shit. I just, I don't understand where the mindset is right now. I really fucking don't. It's like we lost, and we know we lost, and we don't care that we lost. But it's like, you know what I mean? Only thing I can do is continue doing what I do, which is listening to great music, great artists, putting my comments in, you know what I mean? Just know that I definitely promote positivity. I definitely do. There's a song that I'll probably play tomorrow by Jill Scott, and I'm not going to give y'all the title just yet because I want to listen to it with y'all in the moment of my recording. So when y'all listen to it and y'all, you know, feel me vibe with it, y'all know, like, any song that I ever play, it's going to be a fucking vibe. It's going to have a message. It's going to have a lesson to it. It's going to have some type of feeling to it. It's either going to be about real love and, you know, some real shit. Like, I'm not about to sit up here and play y'all a bunch of mumble rap shit that ain't even my stilo. Like, I don't even flow like that. So, I just wanted to talk about the music industry a little bit. The music industry is just, it's just lost. It's just done. It's done. It's sold out. It's corny. It's full of poison. It's full of fucking nonsense. You got maybe 1%, 1% that's the music of the music industry that's still fucking gold. And that's fucking, I'm telling you, either is like a Jill Scott or a Erykah Badu. Like I said, it's the Mos Def, it's the let me see who else I got. Ja9, she dope if you into like reggae type, you know what I mean, music. Ja9, JH9, let's see, SZA is still a good one. Let me see who else I got in my joint. KRS-One, of course. Let's see who else I got. Tierra Whack. Shout out to Tierra Whack, yo. Like, Tierra Whack is that bitch. Anderson Paak, another great artist. I'm trying to see who else. Mirba is definitely a great artist. Solange, I give Solange, you know what I mean? Of course, I'ma say Erykah Badu and Jill Scott 100 million times. And then trying to see who else can I think of that's like of today. I mean, it's all I can really think of right now off the top of my noggin. It is kind of late, so 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I could put Alicia Keys on it. I put old Alicia Keys on there. Alicia Keys, ever since that situation with her and Sweets and Swiss Beats and his baby mom, or his wife, I'm sorry, his wife and shit, like, at the time she was his wife, that shit is what ruined her career. And you can say, you can say it didn't all the fuck you want. It did. That shit put a black mark on that bitch career. Like, I ain't, you know what I mean? Ain't no shade to Alicia Keys. Like, she's talented. She is what I would consider an artist because she plays the piano and she creates her own music. She's definitely an artist. She definitely deserves her flowers. But at the same token, too, like, that whole situation, like, really just put a damper on her career. Like, it really did, because it came off like you... Even if this is not how it went down, public perception is what really, like, matters to the public. And from the public's perception, juicy mouth over here. From the public's perception, it's like you was down with stepping on her neck to get to Swiss. Like, that shit just looked ugly on her part. And then it was another situation where, like, one of his other baby moms, you know what I mean, came out and said some foul shit. Like, you know, Alicia Keys don't respect her as a mother. Like, she oversteps her boundaries a lot. So, I mean, I can see that. Because a person who, like Alicia Keys, who's Alicia Keys. Like, I'm Alicia Keys. I do what the fuck I want. It's, you know what I mean? It's my man. It's my house type mentality. She, I don't know why, she just gives off those kind of vibes. And I need her to put some fucking makeup on. Like, bitch, ain't nothing wrong with putting on a little bit of lip gloss. I'm not saying you gotta beat your face like a drag queen. But ain't nothing wrong with sprucing up as a woman and putting on a little bit of gloss. You ain't gotta put on, because my thing is, bitch, your lips look dry. Your lips be looking dry. Put on some Blistex. Put some Blistex on your lips. Alicia, put some Blistex on your lips. You ain't gotta put no makeup on at all. But put some Blistex on your lips. Put some cocoa butter on them joints. Shea butter. Coconut oil. Something. Them lips be looking crusty. But I dig her music, though. I dig her old music. I don't know what the... She put out a song recently. It's called... Let me go on iTunes. Hold on. Her shit. Let me see. It's going... It don't have a title yet. Underdog. That shit was corny. That shit was corny. It was corny. Bring back Diary of Alicia Keys. Bring back that. Bring back that shit. Bring back songs in A minor, Alicia Keys. Okay. Can we have that, Alicia Keys? Can we have that? Cause I mean, the moment she, I feel like after that, when Girl on Fire came out. After that, whack, whack, whack. Just like Lil' Kim last album, whack, corny. Sit that shit down. Like, that shit was fucking garbage. Garbage. Done. Done with these fucking artists. Putting out just corny shit because I'm Alicia Keys. I could just throw whatever together. No, bitch, put some heart into that shit. Put some fucking heart, like. I keep on falling. Give me that. Yes. Bring that back. Bring that bitch back. Can we have that bitch? Can we have that bitch back that we thought was a dyke? For years, I thought that bitch was a dyke. All them fucking braids to the back. I thought she was a dyke. I ain't gonna lie. I thought Alicia Keys was pussy munching. Can we bring that Alicia Keys back? Yeah, I mean, I respect the Swiss Beats relationship now. We over the fucking heartbreak and shit of the baby mom and all that. We over that now. Can you bring back songs in A minor, Alicia Keys? Am I the only one who feel like that? Like we gonna talk this podcast, when I talk shit, I talk shit. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't know none of these people, so I'ma say what the fuck I wanna say. Can we bring back that bitch? And much love and respect to Alicia Keys. I'ma talk my shit. I don't give a fuck. Respect to her. I still love her at the end of the day as an artist. But come on now. Come on, sis. Let's pull it together. So, you know. I play too fucking much. Because somebody could read my fucking ass for filth. I don't give a fuck, though. Don't nobody know my ass. Y'all the motherfuckers that's out here putting your business in the street and shit. Like, you put your business in the street, I'm a read it. I'm a go all through your shit. Because I'm true to my sign. I'm a Pisces. And I'm newsy than a motherfucker. And if it's something that I like, especially music, because music is very close to me. It resonates with my emotions very well. It depends on how I feel, how my emotions is flowing, is what I will choose to listen to. If I choose to hear some fucking Erykah Badu, I'm going to hear some Erykah Badu. If I feel like listening to some Jimi Hendrix, I'm going to rock out if 6 was 9. All along the Watchtower. Hey, Toot, you up from your nap? That's my cat, y'all. I know y'all can hear him. Hey, fat boy. Yeah, you think you're kidding?
You want to say hello to the people?
No. No, Pinky Dinky.
We don't feel like being bothered just right now? Okay. I ain't going to bother you. I'm just going to rub you a little bit. There you go.
Yeah, you stinky boy.
But yeah, y'all, like, fuck it. It is what it is. Y'all tell me what kind of music y'all like to listen to or who y'all fuck with. And tell me what y'all feel about the state of music now. Like, how do y'all feel about hip-hop? How do y'all feel about R&B right now? Like, where is it going? Is it corny? Does it have potential to get back to the way it was? Like, talk to me. Let me know how y'all feel and how y'all think. And get back to y'all on the other side of this. I try to keep these Jones short, under 35 minutes. Because niggas ain't got all day to be hearing my fucking voice. But it is what it is. I'm sending y'all out cosmic love, cosmic energy, and loads of energy and light and wisdom and peace. I'm just throwing shit at y'all because we need all the love and positivity we can fucking get right now. Be safe in this pandemic shit, as safe as y'all can be, you know what I mean? Get some vitamin D, get some sunlight, drink plenty of water, check on y'all immune system, eat some greens, eat some fruits, try not to eat so much meat all the time. If you do eat meat, and just, you know what I mean, radiate, vibrate high. Vibrate higher, vibrate, yeah. Vibrate higher.